Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will
Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and Toyland Independent Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. And each and every week, we try to do what we can to try to make sure we're building the best relationship in our community. So let's go. As always, we give a shout out to Music Mill Entertainment for holding us down for all these years and everything that we do. And once again, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Love Talk. And this topic here is really interesting because faraway love is something that hits home to me, literally. And we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about faraway love, talking about long-distance relationships, talking about can they really work? How effective are they? What steps and challenges that you have when you have a long-distance relationship, and the ways that they can be great, and the ways that they can be a downfall. But we're going to get into all that today. I appreciate each and every one of you that chimed in on the Love Talk Facebook page. If you haven't gone on there yet, check it out on Facebook.com. It's Love Talk with Toyland Entertainment. Make sure you get the one with Toyland because there might be some other Love Talks out there. But if it doesn't have Toyland on there, it's not right. So we're going to get into that in a second. And appreciate each and every one of y'all. But right now, what we're going to do, we're going to showcase this new artist right now. She's up and coming. She's on the rise. She's from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, as we know it, the DMV. And this 20-year-old, I've known this young lady for a long time, and she's putting out some fire music right now. So I'm going to introduce y'all to this new artist here, Jay Simone. And this song right here is called Trick. You're hearing it first right here on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. Let's go.
I'm looking down for you. Tired of the games, you're losing anyways, cause I held it down for you. No, I'm not ashamed that I played a role that some wouldn't play for you. Should I stay or should I go? I don't know. How you do me wrong?
How you gonna do me like this?
Oh no.
You won't play me like that?
Oh no.
I can see your tricks.
No.
You won't get this trip.
No more, no more. Missing you from a distance. Missing you from a distance. I just need one more time. You know I've been missing you.
Make me climax. Make me relax. But in the back of my mind I still wonder why.
How you gonna do me like this?
Oh no.
You won't play me like that.
Oh no.
I can see your tricks.
Some niggas got a lot on my plate now.
Suffocating in the box, faded off the hot box.
If you see me in the spot, keep it moving, don't stop.
Don't stop, just keep it moving, baby, don't stop.
I need time away, you better make a power play.
How you gonna do me like this?
You won't put me like that.
I can see your trick.
You won't get this trip,
no.
For her, she got some music right there. I'm telling you, she got some fire. You can hear her on iTunes, on Amazon, wherever you're getting your music. Jay Simone, rapping from the DMV. I'm proud of her right there. Much respect to her whole family, and I tell you, they really got her back, and I'm really looking forward to see her do big things in the future. So right now, we're getting back to a faraway love, long distance relationships, and of course, I got to bring in my co-host, my partner, Miss Choices. She's here in the building. Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you. How you doing this evening? This is Miss Choices on the line.
Oh, doing good, doing good. And I tell you, this right here, when you mentioned this topic, you know this hit home for me, because for those who don't know where I stay, and I know my cousin know where I stay, it's a little small town called Longwood, North Carolina. So this is one of those towns where you can't go to the grocery store or the supermarket or the mall or the church to find a good woman, because they're all family. So you have to travel in order to find that relationship. So in North Carolina, you have Raleigh, you have Charlotte, you have different places you can travel in order to get away from that family circle. But what happens when that relationship is even further away from that couple-hour car ride? And that's what I want to talk about here, the long-distance relationship. There's a lot of people that are listening right now from Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, D.C., hundreds of miles away from me. So how can that relationship stay strong and build when you're hundreds of miles away? What are your thoughts on that, Ms. Choices?
I think that you can build, because if you have a good relationship, it's really based on your connection with that other person, your mental with that other person, your emotional level with that other person. You know what I'm saying? And that carries you a very long way. However, the problem's going to come into play when the physical will become an issue. Not necessarily saying an issue to cause problems, but an issue nonetheless, because it's going to come up because everybody has needs. You know? So as you try to build that relationship from that distance, somebody, it's going to have to be a give and take. And I posted earlier, like, somebody going to have to move.
Seriously, it's Valentine's Day weekend right now. You know how hard it must be for someone that's in a long-distance relationship and their significant others all the way across the country on Valentine's weekend? They would just want to spend that few minutes, that day. Valentine's fall on a Sunday, so you get the whole weekend. So when situations like this come, I think that's the most challenging part of being in a long-distance relationship.
I'm just saying, but if it's Valentine's weekend, this Valentine's Day happens to be on a Sunday, your frequent flyer miles, your gas in the car, your rental, whatever you got to do, your bus ride over, like, you should have handled that by now. Like, I'm sorry. It would be no excuse. And that's
tired
of you. Oh.
Hey, time's my yard, you know? You're trying to make it work, but you know what I'm saying? You have the conversations over the phone. You're trying to do all the virtual conversations, the Zoom dates and the virtual dates. But sometimes that personal and that emotional, that physical attention is what you need in order to keep that relationship going.
I mean, that's true. And Roz TV, I would have to say I got my homeboy here, Mo Knows, Mo Green, Mo Money. You know what I'm saying? On his team. Yeah, he out here.
That's good.
And he got something to say about these long distance relationships. Mo, you ready?
Don't do
it. What's good? Don't do them.
Yeah, just don't do them, because, like she said, the physical gonna come into play. If the physical doesn't come into play, then we looking at some mental stuff, and it's you know, the mental is good and cool, but it don't last for so long.
All right, here we go. I'm going to ask you this question right here. All right, so say you really feeling this female, you know, you really rocking with her. You know, she lives like hundreds of miles away. She lives somewhere in Texas. You know what I mean? But, you know you can't get that physical. But do you feel that you can trust her in the relationship, even though she's halfway across the country in Texas and you over here on the East Coast?
I just want to know, are we having sex? Are we fucking? If we fucking, then cool. Yeah, no, I'm not going to trust her because I'm fucking. You know what I'm saying? If I'm fucking, then she probably fucking. I'm going to just keep it hot.
Hey,
can I just ask her? Can I cut you? She said, oh, yeah. I'm going to just keep it real.
That's what it's all about. That's what Love Talk is all about. Hey, I got a caller on the line right now. Let me pick this call up here. All right, caller, you're on the air. Say your name and where you're from. Hello, caller with the 281 area code. What's your name and where you're from?
Oh, this is Ebony, and I'm from Texas.
All right, Ebony. All right. Thank you for chiming into Love Talk. So what are your thoughts on this particular topic we're talking about right now, long-distance relationships? Can they be effective? Can they last?
I think they can last, but again, like I said, are they really realistic? Because you're not dealing with the person on a regular basis. So are you really dealing with the whole person at all times? I guess that would be my question.
That is a very good question right there. Ms. Choices, what do you think about that right there? Do you feel that you're dealing with the whole person at all times when you're in a long-distance relationship?
I think it depends on the people. You know, it's all in what you require from that person. You may not be a person that requires that physical connection in the beginning. That may not be what you need. You may need a mental connection. You may need somebody just to know that somebody's in your corner, you know, and that'll build you that way. And that can be all of them. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, I think it depends on the people.
That's
I've read articles where people, especially, I guess, more mature people that are 40 and above, where they live in different states, and they actually, some of them are actually married, and then, you know, they make arrangements. They have their own home, their own life, you know, or whatever, and they just make arrangements to see each other every other week or, you know, something of that nature, and it works for them. So like you said, yeah, it does depend on the people but and what they're looking for at that moment. But I guess for me, I would look at longevity. How does that work? And then if somebody was to become ill, what would happen with the dynamics of the situation?
Now, that's a very interesting aspect of it, because think about it. I said, you're in Texas. I'm over here on the East Coast. Say if we were in a long-distance relationship and, you know, something happens to you, then you have to figure out to get the arrangements to go out there. How do you handle that? Who's going to be the one that's handling it? Especially long-distance relationships, if your family is based out there, my family's based out here, you got to think of that dynamic between our families as well. So those are very interesting points that come into play when you're in long-distance relationships.
Yeah, and also when you take it to a point of your physical aspect as far as your health-wise, like if your relationships are already set up on different polar opposites, you should already have your game plan in place, because you should have enough time if you need to take off and go see to your significant other and vice versa. But also we have to be realistic as well that somebody's going to possibly get shorted, you know. Somebody may not get the attention that they're actually seeking at the time that they actually want it. And then you're going to have to figure out if they're going to be a compromise here. Like, are you going to accept that they weren't available? Are you going to be able to accept that you're not available for them? like a lot of things come into play when you're talking about long distance relationships, especially when you're talking about health wise, because that's a major aspect. And also, what if children are involved? You know, that's another thing, another topic you have to look at as well. What is your life like with if you have children?
Very true. And these are all the things you have to think of when you're in a long distance relationship that a lot of people don't think about at first. Initially, they're just thinking about, oh my goodness, the emotional connection is there, even the mental connection is there, but they're not getting the full aspect of the relationship. So I'm going to bring Ebony back in here. For those who don't know Ebony, you need to look at a lot of her insight on the Relationship One-on-One page if you're involved with the Relationship One-on-One page. That's listening here. Shout out to everybody out there. I always call her my personal therapist. So, Ebony, when it comes down to the mental aspect of long-distance relationships, the trust factor, how do you feel the trust factor affects the relationship in general?
Well, I think that the trust factor is going to be it's going to be a major factor in any relationship. I don't care if it's long distance or it's right there. So I do feel like the communication is going to have to be great in order for that trust factor to be great as well. So, because I just feel like if you don't have trust, you don't have a relationship at all. I don't think it's going to last. It's not going to be, it's just, I don't think it's going to work if the trust is not there, period. I don't care what kind of relationship you're in. So, but again, you know, we can sit down and it seems like when you're in a long distance relationship, you're more so inclined to map out your needs and your wants and your desires, probably. Whereas I think you probably would take things for granted when they're out there heavily available, if that makes sense.
That
definitely makes sense.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so I just think you're going to take more consideration if the relationship is long distance. Because everything is kind of, it has to be mapped out and it has to be planned. But again, I've known people that have actually been in international relationships. But again, I've seen those fall apart due to trust. Because one guy, he actually came to visit and installed cameras and stuff in his significant other's home without her permission. And was like watching her every move and all that kind of stuff, but she wasn't doing anything. It was just something within him that was going on with him on his side that trust was broken. But he was the one doing something on his side and decided to put cameras in when he came to visit, because he would fly her over to China like every other month. And she was being faithful to this man, but because he started doing something on his end, the trust was broken, and he, you know, and I guess that melted mentally, because he's doing it, he figured she's doing it as well, and she wasn't. And so they couldn't rebound, even get that back on track, because of, okay, not only did you break my trust, you violated my privacy. You put cameras in my home, and I didn't even know it without my permission.
Yeah, can we say stalker? That's stalker 101. And I'm hope she's away from him, and I hope that she has, you know, moved on or something. But that's just not cool, and we're trying to prevent that. Like, we're trying to prevent, you know, that type of behavior. We're looking at people who, let's say, let them be in love and let them be happy and let them try to figure out, even if by chance it goes bad in a few years, nobody can't say anything. It's pride, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's just, like, the biggest piece of it, is that they're going to try to make it. And that's what we're looking for. And we're trying to you know, and I hate that if she, even she had to go through that, believe me, you, but the biggest thing is if you're in that long-distance relationship, can you handle that stress? You know what I'm saying? Because that is stress. Because you have this, like you say, the stress of trust. You have the stress of, you know, not being able to have access. Like, is that something you can handle? And it still goes back to who you are and what you need in a relationship. Everybody doesn't need all of that. So you still have to wisely.
And like I said, I've read articles where it has worked out perfectly for a lot of people for years. It, you know, it works out fine. But again, you're dealing with more mature people. And you're talking about people that probably have been married before, maybe divorced, or they're already, like I say, established in their careers. Their kids may be older. There are no young children involved, you know, that kind of thing. So it may be more welcoming and more viable for people that are older, single, you know, no young children involved and that kind of thing.
That is a very good aspect right there. Age brackets and how the stages of the ages play a factor. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. We're having a very deep and riveting conversation right now about faraway love, long distance relationships. Can they last? What are the problems? What are the benefits? What are the pluses? What are the minuses? Now, we've been focusing on the minus aspects of things. So now, Les, I'm going to bring Miss Choices and my professional therapist, Miss Ebony, all the way from the Southwest in here. And let's talk about the positive aspects of the long-distance relationship, because there could be some positive aspects. You know, people say distance makes the heart grow fonder. So is that a true aspect? Is that really a true statement? Does distance really make the heart grow fonder?
Absolutely. It can be one of those amazing things. Like, the anticipation of being with that other person, to spend that time with them after, like, a very long breathtaking. Like, it can be the best sex you've ever had in your life every time, you know, because you've built yourself up to that point where you're like, I'm about to see my baby, I'm about to see my boo, you know what I'm saying? We're going to spend some time, drink some wine, you know what I'm saying? And we're getting it in. And it's going to be like the first time every time. Like, and that can be addictive. Like, that feeling can be completely addictive. And if you can get that every time and you're just all in love and all encompassed for however long y'all have each other, absolutely. And I think a lot of those long-distance relationships are addicted to those type feelings, those endorphins that are busting up out of you at those special moments, like, because there is so much distance between you, because you don't have a lot of time, absolutely, like, it could be awesome.
Good point. Yeah, now that, because like you said, that time frame that you have in between when you see that person and when you finally get that person, it's almost like you're on that first date all over again. You're learning that person, loving that person all over again. I hear that a lot from people who are on the road. You know, a lot of people are on the road that, you know, they come back from doing their runs, you know, as a truck driver or something like that, and then they come back and they see their significant other, and it's like, just like it's the first time all over again. Stephanie, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, for me, I do believe that you really learn to appreciate the time that you spend together. I think that would be a positive. You don't take it for granted because you don't have it all the time. And also, I think you will probably learn to communicate more. And, I mean, you're not just texting. You're actually communicating on the phone, and you may be video chatting and, you know, getting to know each other in that way. And even though people that are with each other every day, I think they're less likely to video chat and stuff like that. So I think long distance, you'd probably be more inclined to do video chatting and, you know, just learn how to communicate more, because you have to talk. And I think it would be more prevalent in a long distance relationship. The talking, it'll always be there.
Very good points right there. Because like I was talking about earlier, a truck driver on the road, they get off their truck, they finish their run. What are they going to do? They're going to call their babe, like, yo, it's been a long day. Let me hear about your day. I haven't seen you all day. That's the way it's supposed to be, at least. That's how it's supposed to be. So those are definitely big positives when it comes down to long-distance relationships. Also, with those conversations, you actually learn more about the person because of the fact that you have to have more communication with them. When you're in the house with that person all day, or even if they live right down the street, a lot of times you might lose that extra communication that you get to understand who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that, Ms. Toises?
Hold on.
Okay. So what we're talking about right now is just those benefits of being in that long distance relationship and having that communication element of it. So that communication element is very important because it really opens up as far as really learning about that other person and really trying to understand who that other person is. So those are very key points right there. And while we're waiting for Ms. Choices to come back on, Ms. Ebony, tell them a little bit about your background, about what really got you into really talking about relationships and on that end as well.
I think it's common for me and my group of friends. We kind of sit around on the weekends on the patio, and we eat and we drink and we just talk about life and different aspects of relationships. Sometimes it's the couple, the husband and the wife. Sometimes it's just the fellas hanging out, and sometimes it's just the wives hanging out. But we all are have been in our relationships probably 10 or more years. And, you know, the older you get, you're always looking for things to make your relationship better, and because we are a close-knitted group of friends, we share things to make, you know, just to make each other aware. It just could be a learning aspect, because a lot of times some people don't have parents that have been together for 20 years or 30 years or 40 or 50 years, and a lot of times you feel like you can't go to them and get advice, or you feel like you don't want them involved in certain things. So we're the kind of friends that we're always trying to expand each other's knowledge and help each other grow. So I guess I was invited to Relationship 101. That's how I actually got involved in the group, and I like the topics, and I'm the kind of person that likes to stimulate conversation, I guess. So I like to throw out questions and start, get the conversation started, and, you know, we all give each other opinions, because you never know what a person is going through and what you may say that may help them in the long run.
Oh, that's no doubt. So I definitely appreciate you joining into our show, and hope and look forward to hearing from you in some of our future episodes as well. So thank you for blessing us for our show right now, and we're definitely going to make sure that you are part of this show in the future as well.
Thank you. So, yeah, I saw it online, and I was looking for the link to get to the podcast, but I couldn't find it. I said, oh, well, let me call in and listen. And then you were like, who's the caller on the line? So it went from there.
Oh, hey, well, I appreciate it, and thank you so much, and definitely, let's say in the future, I'll definitely let you know. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes,
not
definitely. Thank you.
All right, so we are coming close to the end of the show right now, and once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and We were talking about far away relationships, far away love, long distance relationships, and I think we hit a lot of different aspects of those long distance relationships that are really big, you know, from the sexual aspect, the mental, the physical, the emotional, all those things as far as communication, those things that you really have to learn how to work with your partner and work with them in order to figure out what are the best ways to make it work, because it's tough when you live near that person, but it's even harder when you're farther away because there's so much doubt and fear that can come into your mind. So in closing, Ms. Choices, what would you like to say?
I would just like to say that be positive, you know, do what you have to do to make whatever works for you on an everyday basis. Make yourself happy first and others second, you know. And just remember, be who you are. Be your best you, you know, every day of the week. And, you know, reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram at Miss Choices or Blog Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Relationship 101 is popping right now on Facebook. Please reach out. We like to hear all feedback.
No doubt. So once again, thank everybody for listening to the show. I want to give a shout out to Jay Simone, who dropped that music. And if you know anybody who is an artist or who has some music that's out there and you want to showcase it on our show, hit us up. Like I said, hit up Miss Choices, hit myself up, Mr. Rod Stevie. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, rsteve44. Any way that you want to get your music out, get your business out, we are more than happy to promote your business because we want to support each other in our communities in all levels, not just in relationships. So once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And until next time, we'll talk.